This is Danielle Yaovietzgar with the BBC News. Hello. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of grave consequences after Tehran launched a barrage of ballistic missiles at targets across Israel. The Israeli army said about 180 missiles were fired. Most were shot down by Israeli aerial defence systems. Some military bases may have been hit. In a post on the platform X, the Iranian foreign minister warned of further attacks if Israel retaliated. Nick Beek is in northern Israel.
There have been quite powerful explosions that have continued over the past few hours or so. In terms of what the Israelis have been saying about this Iranian attack that was carried out this evening, they said that it's something which has escalated things in the Middle East and have vowed that there will be a very strong response to it. Now, of course, critics of Israel over the past 2 weeks have said that the actions in intensifying the attack on Hezbollah has done the very same thing, has taken the Middle East to a new level of danger and of concern.
President Joe Biden has said the United States was fully supportive of Israel after Iran's missile attacks. He described Tehran's assault as defeated and ineffective. Mr. Biden revealed that the US military had worked with the Israeli military to repel the Iranian attack. The Pentagon spokesman, Major General Patrick Ryder, provided more details during a media briefing in Washington.
We condemn these reckless attacks by Iran, and we call on Iran to halt any further attacks, including from its proxy forces. During the attack, the U.S. military coordinated closely with the Israeli Defense Forces to help defend Israel. U.S. Navy destroyers deployed to the Middle East region supported the defense of Israel by firing approximately a dozen interceptors against the incoming Iranian missiles.
Our correspondent Tom Bateman reports on what might be next.
The Middle East is now well into a further sharp cycle of escalation. Precisely the scenario Mr. Biden had spent months trying to avert, attempting to stem the Gaza war engulfing the rest of the region while continuing a steady supply of arms to Israel. As attention turns to a potential Israeli response, Washington will have to decide how much of a free rein it will give its ally. When Iran last struck Israel in April, the White House urged restraint on the Israelis. Before this latest attack, US officials had been signalling to Iran they wouldn't be able to hold Israel back a second time.
In Tel Aviv, 7 people have been killed in a shooting attack. At least 9 others were injured, several of them seriously. Police say the attack happened near a light rail station in the Jaffa area of the city. The Israeli military said it was carrying out airstrikes in Beirut against targets of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Lebanon's health ministry said Israeli airstrikes on Tuesday killed 55 people across the country. BBC World News. The Democratic and Republican vice presidential candidates in the forthcoming US elections, Tim Walz and J.D. Vance, will clash in a face-to-face debate in the next few hours. This will be their only debate in this election. Tim Walz, who is 60, is the governor of Minnesota and a former high school teacher. The 40-year-old J.D. Vance is a best-selling author and the junior Republican senator from Ohio. Claudia Sheinbaum has been sworn in as Mexico's president, the first woman in the country's history to hold the office. The former mayor of Mexico City is a close ally of the outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Her party, Morena, controls almost all of Mexico's 32 states. Thousands of her supporters gathered outside the Congress to welcome her. Ukrainian officials say Russian troops are close to the centre of the strategically important town of Vuhledar in Donetsk region. It's been the focus of intense fighting for weeks as Moscow's troops try to press advances on the eastern front line. Jessica Parker reports from Kyiv.
Just over 100 residents are said to still be in Vuhledar, a coal mining town that had a population of around 14,000 before Russia's full-scale invasion. In Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, part of Vuhledar's strategic importance is that it sits on slightly elevated ground. That lends an advantage to whichever army controls it, although some analysts also question its operational significance for Moscow's troops. Earlier, the head of the Ukrainian Regional Military Administration said Russian forces were almost in the centre of the city.
More than 100 people are to sue the American music star and record producer Sean Diddy Combs for alleged sexual assaults. The rapper faces accusations including rape and sexual exploitation. Combs was arrested in Manhattan last month and has been held in jail awaiting trial. BBC News.